So today's talk is about it's coming from the book Love and Law. It's from the teachings of Ernest Holmes. I don't think they said the unpublished teachings. Ernest Holmes gave a lot of talks, including radio talks regularly. And I guess these are some of the compilations of his talk. But today's talk in his book, Love and Law, has to do with, I put minding, but mind your own business. But I put minding your own business. And it could go either way. But let me just introduce the topic with his introduction of this. There is only one thing that I ask of you, and that it's that you will believe absolutely that this thing works. If you do not believe it works, it will not work. Because everything is belief. Everything is mind, and all operation is thought. And there is not a law in the universe that is not the power of mind in action, and there was never and will never be that thought. So, with that said, I'm like, well, how does that work with minding your business? Well, before we go there, let's talk about what mind is. And parts of what I'm reading is also from the book, but this came from The Power of Word, which is one of the topics or certificated courses that one can take in the Science of Mind Spiritual Living community that helps, you know, broaden your understanding as to the teachings and the philosophy of Science of Mind. So, what is mind? And Ernest Holmes considers mind to be all that is, all there is, considers mind to be God. So let me just talk a little bit, reading from his book, from the textbook. God is life, not some life, but all life. God is action, not some action, but all action. God is power. God is presence, God is pure spirit, and this perfect spirit animates your every act. There is a real you which lives in the real God, and the two are one. To know this is to understand the secret of life. To realize this is to understand your relationship with the divine. So, life, mind, it is all one. Mind, your business, is mind that is everywhere present. So, if you can learn to live today and get a lot out of life and have as much fun as I have had today, this is Ernest Holmes speaking, and be prosperous as we all ought to be and be well, you should not worry what is going to happen tomorrow. You take absolutely too much responsibility on yourself. So in other words, when we are talking about mind, he's attempting to tell us that mind in action, mind in word, mind as our life, mind as spirit, mind as presence, is all us. And we're going to talk a little later on about the manifesting and the nature of God. But for right now, just know mind is everything there is. All right? And to explain his mind your own business aspect, and this is where I'm going to go with that, I want to endeavor to show you how you can become less limited. Prior to that, he said, if you take absolutely too much responsibility on yourself. So in other words, everything that we are doing, everything that we participate in, shouldn't be really, shouldn't be strenuous. It shouldn't be that. If it has to be, it's up to me, and that's one of my favorite statements. But it when we put things out there, we have to let it go. We have to know that me and God as a mind would be doing the creation. Creation is an easy unfolding, an easy flow. All right. So he said, amongst the fear, which is a natural consequence of belief in limitation. So when we have to stress and fight and make things happen on our own without having the understanding that it's a free, easy flow, Ernest Holmes says that is a belief in limitation. And so he said, he wants to show you how you can become less limited. I say again, this will mean absolutely nothing to you. It is worthless unless you absolutely believe it. And not only believe it, but that you go right at it as though you had always known it and it has always worked and there was no possibility of failure. So you will get the biggest results if you will say nothing to anyone of what you want to do. So as we come up with our creativity, as we come up with the life's urges, of life pushes us, life is constantly unfolding, constantly exploding. There's always some activity in this mind, in this God universe, in this space that is God, right? There's always activity. And of course, we are mind, but we are also thought, right? And as thought, we cannot not think. So we are constantly being urged to create and to move forward and to be the next best thing or to do the next activity, all right? And so Ernest Holmes is saying that if we recognize that in mind and within our own thoughts, that we can have everything work perfectly possible for us if we would just believe the flow, the full unfolding of spirit, because everything is already spirit. It's just a matter of manifesting. All right. So he said, you will get the biggest results if you will say nothing to anyone of what you want to do. So a lot of the times, we have goals and we have our dreams and we put it out there and we tell so many people about our goals and dreams sometimes that somehow after a while it feels watered down. It feels diluted. It feels like we don't have the power. One of the things is that not everyone believes in our dreams, right? Not everyone is feeling as excited as we are. As a matter of fact, a lot of them would say, now why would you want to do that? Or do you think that can happen? Or, you know, they just put in, you know, other sort of entities into our own full and flavorful ideas of what we want. That's why I said it becomes kind of watered down. And then there is this race consciousness that kind of has an idea, kind of fill into our own goals and dreams that out there, this is what is expected, but not from you, right? Or this is what I want, but out there does not see it happening. So that's the race consciousness aspect of it, and that can water down our dreams. So that's why I'm sensing that Ernest Holmes is saying, try to hold on to your dreams, and not say too much. Now here, this is a perfect place because we support each other. We lift each other up. we hold on to the possibilities of everything happening that is possible that can happen to you, all right? So these are good people, well, not good people, these are good places to feel comfortable in your dreams. But if you think that you have someone that is going to kind of keep nagging at you about why you want to do this or do that, then take a step back, pull your dreams back into you, and keep that strong focus and stay in the presence, stay in spirit, stay, keep that living life urge that you have in you to make things work. All right? So, let me just finish this statement. So if we could add, he's saying, you will get the biggest results if you will say nothing to anyone of what you want to do. If we can add to the commandments, the greatest commandment would be, mind your own business. So that is his introduction to this. But the mind your own business is truly knowing what you want, knowing that the creativity is already within you, knowing that God, that God self, that Godness is within you. So God is the one mind. God is the one life, right? God is love. God is peace, truth, and harmony. God is also abundance. God is any quality that we want to see expressed in our lives. And some of those qualities are generosity, hope, right? What other qualities do we see or know God to be? And I'm putting it out there. What other qualities are there?
Intelligence.
Anything else?
Joy.
You got it. Connie said joy. All right?
Love.
So all of these are in the one mind. But and so one of the places that Ernest Holmes talk about is that it's all good. Everything is always good. God is always expressing in the one mind. All right? So God is the one and only creative medium. God is the creative power, and God is creating everything from itself. And that's why if we truly believe that this thing works, if we are in the one mind, it's already a creative mind. It's already a creative power. And so if we trust the unfolding that our thoughts, as we think, we have the mold that is already creating for us, just to see things in manifestation, some of the times we have to hold our peace and hold on to the vision we have for our lives, and some of the times we have to speak it out. And is in the speaking out, is in our word that has the power as well. All right, so I had a chance to go to Reverend Trish's Burning Bowl ceremony in Arlington. And I don't know if you've ever been to one. I know some of us have, but part of the ceremony, you know, she encouraged us to write a letter to Spirit. A letter to God, a letter to the one mind, a letter to the universe, right? And I decided, and at the end of it, we needed to come up with maybe a short phrase or a word that we can have as a touchstone throughout the year. And as I was doing my contemplation and I started writing, I just couldn't stop writing. I think I have a writer in me, seriously. Second time I'm noticing that. But as I wrote, the end of it is, I want joy. I want to create joy. I want to create a joyful life. And so everybody was waiting on me at this point in time because I was writing. Yeah. So as I opened my eyes, I just saw a person opposite me. Her name is Teresa, and she had the biggest joyful look. I have never seen that before. Like, she glowed. And I'm like, I asked for joy. And here is joy. It was just a huge creation. So I wrote on my stone, I created it.
Yay.
And I brought this point to say, because this is a part of what Ernest talked about. Anything you ever saw or ever will see is simply the result of mind in action. So I literally focused on me in the God self, me as Gail in the God self, not as a person, but as the allness. And I experienced joy in no time. I saw it, I felt it. And I literally had to tell her that after the service.
Yeah.
So anything we want to see is already there. It's just how we are experiencing God in the moment. All right? Page 4. So the law implanted within mind by an all-wise, all-intelligent creator is that that you need nothing but yourself and an all-wise, all-powerful creator to produce anything. So we already have everything we need in this moment. And Ernest reminds us that the law is already implanted within mind, within God. The mechanism to make things happen is already there. And if it is already there, and we are already, it's all one, and God is all there is, and mind is all there is, then we are in the now time. We are in the now experience of God. And so the law is already there, and it's implanted within the mind by the all-wise, all-intelligent creator that, and that you need nothing but yourself and an all-wise, all-powerful creator to produce anything. And just as far as you believe, your success and all possibilities of life depend upon any condition or person, past or present or future, you are creating chaos. So in other words, if you think you have to get things outside, which there is really no outside,
mm-hmm.
but we think there is outside. I remember one science of mind reverend, and so easy to do, right? So you know we have our symbol kind of thing, and this represents all of life, and then it's just like a simple, quick, logical way of thinking. She said. And so you were out there. And I quickly, you know, just reminded, you know, the whole group, because it's, you know, and everyone was going to the out there. There's no out there. We are all one. We are all encompassing. No, that's not the best way to say it. We are all encompassing?
Encompassing.
Mm-hmm. We are all encompassing, all right? And if we are all encompassing, there is nothing outside of us, right? So if we get that clear, we would really understand how to truly move in the flow of God and not look for outward experiences, which may be experiences created by other people, or look for outward things in our future, which what we call anxiety. You're always looking ahead, not in terms of planning, but in terms of worrying or past things. So we are trying to always be in the now, because it's only in the now that we can connect to spirit. Only in the now that we can know that God is. Now, God has been in the past, but now we have moved forward into a nowness. All right? So just remember that we got it. It's all within us. It's God in us, as us, through us. And if there is to be anything, any type of manifestation, just the thought that life creates life, that there is always an urge to move forward, always an urge for progress, then that alone already is already saying that I have everything that I need. Otherwise, the thoughts won't come, or otherwise we won't feel excited and energized about where we are, all right? And so he also mentioned that he talked about our word. He talked about in the mind that, you know, there is the, you know, subjective, objective, and maybe the spiritual. But then he also talked about our word. And he said the word speaks and the word becomes a law. And the law manifests conditions. And so as we speak forth into this mind, which is the infinite creative power, it returns to us, and it seems as though it acts. Well, in other words, whatever we put forward, our word has strength. Our word has power. Our word is the law, is the way the law unfolds. And so if we empower ourselves and feel good about ourselves, and we speak forth what we want into this one mind, then there is nothing to stop. It's just an easy unfolding of the word, all right? And as I am coming to a close, he also said, there is a mind which does not know you as me, as Ernest Holmes, or as Gail, like I mentioned earlier. It knows that it is. Okay, so I'm going to read that over. There is a mind which does not know you and me as Ernest Holmes and Mary Jones and John Smith. It knows that it is, and it knows that everything it receives, it creates. How amazing. Everything it receives, and sometimes chaos, it receives chaos, it creates chaos. It is a very mathematically accurate law. So whatever is put out, it reflects back to us, okay? And so let us consider that this universal mind, let us consider this universal mind and find some names for it. You are surrounded by universal mind, which is receptive. It receives the slightest impress of your thought. It is neutral. It receives any thought. Did you ever stop to consider the wind will sail a boat whichever way you set the rudder and tack? Mm-hmm. All mind is receptive, ready to act when acted upon. It is creative. It creates wherever it wants to. It is absolutely impersonal. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I am the most righteous or moral or immoral or whatever it is, whatever thoughts go in, it is already creating. It does not discriminate. It cannot discriminate. It has to respond. And so that's why we have to create purposefully. All right? Consciously create what you want to experience in your life. And 2019, January 6th, is a really good day to consciously create, knowing that you're coming from a place of empowerment already, knowing that you're coming from a place of pure creativity. There's no failure in spirit. Whatever puts in has to manifest. Whatever thoughts go in, thoughts will come back in the form of a manifestation. So there is no impartiality that you did well and you did well and you didn't do so well. All right? So think of God, think of spirit, think of your life as a life that is unfolding in perfect order. And the perfect order is, as I put in, it must return back to me. It's the law of attraction. All right? And so if what I put in on purpose is what I want, then absolutely, if we stay in a sense of, like he said in the beginning, not taking responsibility upon yourself for making it happen, but just knowing that it's my easy common flow to make things happen and not feel that I'm going to wait for certain conditions to happen before I see it, then that's the beginning of our dreams. That's the beginning of our 2019 absolutely big goals for our lives and the lives of our families. All right? So with that said, there was one thing I wanted to say, and I don't think I... Oh, this is it. With that said, if you can see your thought and take a picture of it and of your conditions, you would see no difference between them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you repeat that?
If you can see your thought and take a picture of it and of your conditions, you will see no difference between them. Wow. Whoa. That is powerful. So we cannot make affirmations and denials for 15 minutes and spend the other 23 hours and 45 minutes denying the things we have affirmed and affirming the things we have denied. So what picture we put out there is the exact, or maybe better, picture that comes back to us, all right? So I really, really like that idea of my thoughts and the conditions that are created as a result of my thoughts.
What page is that?
That's page 9, and it's 1, 2, the third.
In the bottom wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the third one down, if you could see. And with that, Ernest Holmes mentioned that the more we understand and know of the law and how creativity happens, is the easier and more clear our goals are in seeing a manifestation in our lives. So he said, ignorance is no excuse for not knowing the law, because the law is going to happen regardless. So as we as a group, and we are teaching affirmative living and affirmative prayer, and teaching about the oneness of mind, just know that as we put out, the law of attraction matches it perfectly. And it's not an excuse if it doesn't happen. We can come back again and try again, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we get an off, because of course the law and God and mind is impersonal. Namaste.
Namaste.